We are learning Maseches Nedarim Daf Nun Amud Beis, and we are starting on the second line from the top of Daf Nun Amud Beis. Rav Gamda Yav Zuzi L'Sfunai. Rav Gamda gave four zuzim to a sailor. La Suyei B'Hoyin Midam, to bring him back something. Loi Ashkachu, he didn't find anything substantial. Asila B'Hoyin Kaifa. So he bought a monkey. When he went away, he bought a monkey and said, "I'll bring this monkey back for the four zuz." Lamaisa, on this trip, this monkey ran away. Ishtamet. Olukharusa went into a hole somewhere. Chafru Basrei, they ran after him. They dug after this monkey. Ashkuchuho, the Revi'a Margalisa. That he was sitting, this monkey was sitting on a beautiful pearl, beautiful diamond. Aisilei Kulon. So when the sailor brought back, he brought back for Rav Gamda both the monkey and the pearl. Even though, like the Ran says, he was not mechuyev to. He could have kept the pearl for himself. But Lamaisa, Lefinu Meshuvah, then he brought it back. And from that, Rav Gamda became wealthy. Omrele Bas Kaiser Rav Shuvah Chananya. The Bas Kaiser told Rav Shuvah Chananya, Toirah Mefo'ara Bekli Mechur. Rav Shuvah Chananya wasn't very good looking. And she was like making fun of him. He says, look, the Torah, all that Torah is in such a ugly keli, ugly vessel. Amalei, lamdi beis avuch. Let's learn from your father's house. Ma manichim yayin. What do you put wine in? Well, how do you drink wine? Amalei, mani de pachro. We store the wine in these barrels made out of clay or earthenware. That's the type of these ugly barrels. That's where we store the wine. Amalei, kuli ama pachro v'atun b'mani de pachro. The whole world uses such kalim, but you're from the king's family. You got to use fancy stuff. Atun achisu mani de kas v'dav. You put into gold and silver. So she said, oh yeah, you're right. Maybe I should make it something fancy. Ozos v'ramis chamra mani de kas v'dav. She went ahead and put the wine in these gold and silver kalim, gold and silver vessels. V'sari, and it spoiled. Amalei, so he told her, afa raisa kein. Torah is the same way. Tell you the same way, if you put it into a fancy vessel with fancy clothing, then, and a good-looking person, then it doesn't last well. So she asked him back, Va'ika Shapir v'gemirim. There's some people good-looking who learn. Amalei, I have a son, if they would be less good-looking, have a gemirim today, they would learn more. And like Rashi explains in Masechtas Tainis, she efshir l'na'a l'hashmul daita v'bal yeshecha. Someone who is very good-looking, and it's very hard for him to be a onav, and therefore forget his learning. He'll think he didn't remember everything. He doesn't have to chazer. So therefore, it's harder to learn if someone is good looking. Other mafarshim say the reason is the yetzahara. He's a big yetzahara. Therefore, it's harder to learn. The big yetzahara is very hard to learn. Ahida also came to Rav Yehuda ben Ardai. There was a certain lady who came to Din Torah from Rav Yehuda ben Ardai, Ladina, v'schayaves Medina, and she was chayiv. She went out. She lost the Din Torah, and she was very upset. Amrelah, so she tells Rav Yehuda, Shmuel Rabbah Hachidonin, you think your Rebbe Shmuel would pass like that? Amrelah, so Rav Yehuda asked her, Yadatle, why you know Shmuel? Amrelah, yes, I know him. And Gutza, he's short, Verabah crazy, has a huge stomach. Uchim, he's dark, Verabah Shineh, has huge teeth. That's what she says about Shmuel. Amrelah, Levezuya causes, you're trying to embarrass, you're trying to make fun of Shmuel? Tahava, he is Sabashamta. You should be b'shamta, paka, she exploded her mesa, she died on the spot. You start off between the chavim, that's what happens, she died right on the spot. Akaponim, that's the end of these agarata gemaras. Now going back to our Mishnah. Mishnah says that someone who asks min tafshel mutter v'beitza tumita. And we explained in the Mishnah that pshat is that anything eaten together with pas, with bread, that's called tafshel. Beitza Tumita was eaten by itself. And we'll see in the Gemara what purpose this Beitza Tumita served. We'll see in a second. My Beitza Tumita, what is a Beitza Tumita? Amar Shmuel, Avdo da Ovidle, the Eved who could do this, Shavi Alpha Dinrim, is worth 1,000 Dinrim. What do? Maila Alpha Zimni Maya Chamimi, you put it in hot water 1,000 times, Va'alpha Zimni Maya Kiriri, and you put it 1,000 times in cold water. It could be you switch off, cold, hot, and after doing this 1,000 times, it gets very small. Ad mezutra, it becomes a full egg, but it's tiny. Keichi de balasi, you can swallow it in one gulp. Vim isa kiba, it's very good as a scope. You know, these days they have this like little camera you could swallow, and it goes through the whole body, and it comes out, and it'll show you all the different problems in the body. Here, in those days, obviously didn't have anything like that. So they used to use this. They swallowed this egg, and it came out whole, and it went through the body, and they checked it out, and they saw if there's any germs on this egg, and from that they knew how to heal the person. Vim is kiba, if there's any germs, sarachala gets caught on it. The kanafka, when it comes out, the asya, yoda asya, the doctor will know, my soma mizbayi, what type of medicine this person needs. Mizbayi le, my matzin, how he gets healed. So upon him, that's the purpose of this. And someone who could do this is worth a lot of money. Someone who knows how to make these eggs. Shmuel have a badik nafshei b'kolcha. Shmuel used to check himself the same way with a kolcha. What's kolcha? So the Ran says he doesn't know what kolcha is. Lo yadati ma'hu, as he says. But the Ran learned that Shmuel wasn't a bucking bait to meet this, so he used this kolcha. Other Rishonim hold that a kolcha is the kolcha is gufa, this beitza tamita. That's what kolcha means. That's what the Rosh speaks out, Haina Beitzes Termita. That's what he said. What used to happen is that when Shmuel did this, he used to faint, keep on fainting, because it was very painful type of test. Ad Mesasrin Inchi Beisa La Sarin, until the people of the house will pull out the hair from Tsar watching Shmuel go through this. Zokta Gemara Vaita. Tanan Hasam. Hoyoisa Bekilufsin. These are different type of ta'inim, different type of figs. So Yoisa Bekilufsim, Lo Yoicham Le'Sheva. The halach is that a poel who's working in the field is allowed to eat from what he's working with. But it has to be the same min, the same type of thing that he's working in. If he's working in apples, he can't eat oranges. So Yoisa Bekilufsim, Lo Yoicham Le'Sheva. Even though they're both type of figs, but they're considered two type of minim, two type of species of figs, and therefore he can't eat Bnei Sheva. If you're working Bnei Sheva, Lo Yoicham Bekilufsim. My Kilufsim, what are these type of figs called kulufsim? Minin ta'ini, it's a type of fig, the ovdim nain lafti. They make out of it lafti, it's a tafshol. The reason is because the kulufsim are very hard to digest, so the way to eat, the way they do it, because we have before, is a similar word, but lusfin, maybe they also meant kulufsim, that was one of the girsas. Akapanim, so they used to make into lafti, into cooked, you know, like some of these have these old apples, you make a apple kugel out of it. So they used to make lafti out of these ta'inim, it was easier to eat. There was a certain person that gave his eved to his friend in order that his friend should teach the eved. They're paying money. His friend should teach the eved how to make different type of lafti. Like Muri Ilfamin lafti, to teach him 1,000 type of lafti. Lamai says, what happened? Agri Tamni Meya. He taught him 800 type of lafti. So Asmi Adini, he brings him the entire. Typical guy, you know, the guy only told him 800, he brings him the entire. He says, I need 1,000. He brings him the entire. As we know, didn't come to Rav Ami. I was the come to Rabbi. Omar Rabbi, we don't know what he passed in the entire. I know that I'm very curious. We're not sure what he passed in the entire, but Rabbi did say this. Avasenu Omru Nashinu Toiva. He says we say in Echa Nashisi Toiva. We forgot what Toiva is, and this guy Ono Afil Vanenu Lareinu, and this guy has 1,000. This guy has his, like, you know, he has 800, but he wants 1,000 type of lafti. It's like, these days you go into the store, there's 40 dips. You know, they say, like, the Nachta Churban Beis HaMikdash didn't imagine such a luxury. 40 dips? Here they had 800 lafti. Al-Kapalim, that's what Rebbe was saying. He was in a spall that people have such taivas achila, they have all different type of laftis. Zogta Gemara Vaita. Rebbe Ovid Le'elula Le'Rav Shimon V'Rebbe. Rebbe made a chasana for his son, Reb Shimon. So Bar Kapara was very upset about something. So he wrote on the door of the chasana hall. He wrote like this: Kotzav Beis Ganana, Esterim Varba Alfin Ribivu and Dinrim Nafka Beis Ganana Dain. Rebbe spent on this chasana, including buying the building, 240 million dinrim. That's how much he spent on it. So it's a big shaila if it's a guzma or not. Some say it's a guzma, and some say guzma means exaggeration, and some say it means that since Rebbe was the head of state, he had to invite all the leaders and the security and everything. It cost a lot of money. It cost this much money. But Bar Kapara wasn't invited. He said he spent all that money on the chasana, but he asked me the Bar Kapara, he didn't invite Bar Kapara. Amalei, so he says, Shtikol Klala to Rebbe. He said, Imlo'ivre Ritzoinei Kach, imagine if the people who are Oivre Ritzoinei, which he's calling Rebbe, Oivre Ritzoinei, has this much money, Lo'iz Ritzoinei, Achaz Kam Kam, someone who does the will of Hashem, imagine what he would get. Asmenei, so Rebbe invited him. Omar, so then he said, he changed his tune. Lo'iz Ritzoinei, Mazek Kach, Lo'iz Ritzoinei, imagine Rebbe gets Ikaschar for Rebbe's next world. If he has this world this much, imagine getting next world. Akaponim, so he invited Bar Kapara. We'll see in a second why he didn't want to invite Bar Kapara. That'll be on tomorrow's daf. Met Shem, we'll see why he didn't want to invite Bar Kapara. Bar Kapara is to make him laugh, and therefore he didn't want to invite Bar Kapara. Bar Kapara, he ended up inviting Bar Kapara.